Hey, everybody, welcome to Miscast Commentary. I am Joe Finley.
I'm Todd Tebow, the Sailor Murray, baby.
And we are back at it. Which one is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get it.
That's what I get women to do, too. I was like, cheer now. Like, yeah. As if you think the sex was great after. Because then you'll, you know, we'll get that out of the way, and then you'll be disappointed after.
Well, it's like, what's his face? It was Jeb Bush there when he was trying to run for president. He was like, please clap, because nobody was clapping.
That's when you put him in.
Yeah, he should have.
Nobody fucking knows. There's nobody even there. You just show the video after, and it makes it sound. You never show the crowd. You put in a roaring audience. They're yelling for Queen and shit. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like,
well, that was
I love you, Freddie Mercury. Like, why are they yelling these weird rock and roll things at Jeb Bush? Like, yeah. What?
Like, well, that was like the... the big thing were like towards the end of the Goldberg heat.
Goldberg.
They were like pumping in the sound of Goldberg.
They were claiming, that sometimes that WWE does it as well.
And they should.
And I agree with hell. It's like, you know, when they have backing tracks during your band. It's like, I'm 80 now, man.
Yeah come on. The fact that I can speak is a miracle. So don't try and expect me to sing.
Oh my God, the Stones just came up with like a new tune.
Yeah, they got like a whole
holy crap. Well, I guess they're going to come up with one. And if you're going to be in the studio, you might as well pump out a couple more.
And Aerosmith is on their farewell tour.
Yes.
Now, here's the question for you. You get a band and they're on their farewell tour and you're like, I got to see. Like, I haven't had a chance to see them or whatever it
right.
is. How mad are you if you go to the farewell tour and then like 2 years later they're on another tour?
Oh, well, Kiss has done it a million times.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you're talking about the Aerosmith tour because I literally just looked it up. They're coming here soon. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about it like not long ago with people at work, how badly like I would love to see Aerosmith. And they were like, oh, they're probably no good now. But I read a review of the new tour. It said it was awesome.
Yeah.
They said his voice was awesome. They do like 18 tunes and still there's ones missing. That's how many fucking wicked tunes Aerosmith has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like they were put, and the thing was like when they had all their classics, like earlier on, and then they put out like Get a Grip, and Get a Grip is like
way later.
Filled with bangers.
That's wicked. It's Get a Grip's fucking awesome.
Like, yeah, it's a,
I think the only, Living on the Edge, I think that's the only one they played from that one on the tour. I think.
Wow. Yeah. And it's like Eat the Rich.
I don't think
so
Janie's
good.
Got a Gun was on there either.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I said they have so many big tunes that those two tunes are not on there.
Did he does he play the song where he goes, give me now?
I don't think so. No. No, they cut that one out. Yeah.
That's literally every song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. but yeah, apparently they said his voice was wicked and he kicked ass. And I was like, oh, damn.
All right.
It's very expensive, the tickets.
Living or dead, whose concert, like what person would you like to have seen their last concert or their last tour or anything like that?
It would have to be good, but it would be Zeppelin. I'd love to go see Led Zeppelin. That'd be fucking awesome.
I'd want to say like the Beatles before they were in the midst of breaking up.
No. I want like Yoko.
You want Yoko
screaming.
Beatles?
That's funny because I just saw a video online and it was like, I think it was like, I can't remember who it was, but it was like Yoko Ono, her band, whatever his name is, her boyfriend there from that band. And it was like, I don't know if it was Chuck Berry or if it was Jimi Hendrix. And the video was just like, they shut off the mic because she's just going like,
And you can see it in his face. He's like, basically, that might have been the first ever recorded diss bitch.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy. I forgot his name. I saw the TikTok for it yesterday. But they showed it was footage, and it was basically the white audience basically finding out for the first time that this person who they really liked is black.
Oh, my God.
So it was like,
time that happened to me.
It was like a 1961 concert and it was televised and it was like the first time people saw him live because they just saw the record and he came out or heard the record and he came out and started singing and it just went to reaction shots. And I'm like, what are you doing? And literally it was just a bunch of people like, you put a Negro out on the stage. Like, and it was just like,
dare they trick us
over and over and over again. But then there was one, and this is the one that gave me hope. It went back to a girl who had that face at the beginning, but then she was making that face and going like she was like she was like, I still think the tune.
Begrudgingly. Yeah, that's like, exactly the same thing, man. When I found out that James Earl Jones wasn't a little white girl.
I know.
I was like, this is clearly a little white girl, and then boom, it's not. I was like, this is a shock to the system.
What was that from Fear of a Black Hat when in the music video is like the Come and Pet the Pussy song. And it's like this tiny, pussy. This tiny hey, little hey. Asian girl with this big, like, Come and Pet the Pussy. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, like, yeah. And then they, that was like a lip syncing thing. And then all of a sudden,
like Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so funny. God.
Because the big, huge, yeah. like supposedly, you know, woman, you know, they went to some down south church that was singing the yeah. Come and Pet the Pussy. And you, I sing come up.
You did not see. Yeah, I was see. And she had the thickest accent. We got to do that. I've been holding off on that because I felt really confident that we might be able to get somebody from the movie. Oh, from there, to,
like Lamar.
Well, I was
I'm sure we'll get him if we call him Lamar. Call him up yeah. on the phone. Be like, hey, Lamar.
Yeah, they love
come
that.
And talk to us. Right when you call them by their character name. Yeah, yeah. yeah
they love that.
Hey, Victor Newman, you piece of shit! Why don't you leave Nikki alone? And stop marrying her, ruin her life. 14 marriages, come on, leave yeah. her alone.
Soap marriages,
right?
You gotta like, you gotta
get bad at them because they're a character, yo.
For sure. I don't know. So what else
is
going on?
Some of the actors' strike happening.
Yeah, that's the problem is you can't really talk about a lot
There's
of news
nothing
right now.
Happening. Mission Impossible is on hold like forever.
Yeah, I'll tell you about a podcast that's trying to go up against us right now, and it has a little bit of interesting controversy behind it right now because of something else. So this is going to transition into
harassment
two things.
Lawsuit. I can get one of those right now, but I'll jack the numbers up.
So new podcast out called Strike Squad, and it's all the late night hosts together. So Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver are all doing a podcast together.
Oh, God. And sounds like too many microphones.
That I kind of agree.
Too many cooks in the kitchen on this one.
But now I'm very curious to see what happens next because Rolling Stone just released a thing talking about, they talked to, I think, 80 different people who have either worked on or currently work on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and said that it is a nightmare experience.
Oh, I just saw that. I just read that. Mm-hmm. I guess, because he's a total drunk, I heard. And I guess, you know, when you're the greatest comedic talent of like five generations, like he is, like you're going to be a diva. Like you're going to be a diva.
That's the thing. They were talking about it and they said it's the only show that anybody can even think of where every single season has had a different showrunner. So he's been on for 9 years, and nobody will.
They're like, I'm not staying with this. Yeah, I'm not going to play this hot garbage fire, which it is. He's fucking terrible. In that super show of like all the hosts, why is Jimmy Kimmel there?
Mm.
It should have kicked his ass the fuck out. Why are you allowing him to be with people that are actually talented? Like, get the fuck out of here.
I know, but he's just like,
he's the guy also of a late night show, so I'm here too.
Yeah, that's essentially it. The one thing I do like, though, is, like, it's not, late night's not like it used to be, like, when it was Letterman versus Leno, where the two people clicked.
Now they're, like, buds.
Like each other.
Yeah.
Like, nothing was better when, like, to me, my golden age of late night was when it was Conan.
Yep.
Colbert was doing the Colbert Report. Yep.
Once his name was not Colbert Daily Report, right? It was the Daily Show, and he was on the Daily Show.
No, but after that, he did Colbert. Like he was doing Colbert Report. He left and then was doing the show following the
right,
Daily
yes,
Show.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So it was like all of them, and they like would have so much fun together, and they did a bunch of like sketches and things. I think when Conan moved, I don't know if it's when he did The Tonight Show or when he just started doing TBS.
Right.
Colbert and
TBS.
Yeah. Colbert and him. I can't remember all of the details. It was Colbert, Jon Stewart, and Conan. They like bled over into all three shows and had a fight, and they were fighting through every single show.
I saw like that was battle. Awesome. That was awesome. I love when they do shit like that.
And I just like that because, I mean, there's no harm in these, especially with late night shows, because it's like, okay, you've got the sketch, but now with DVRs and shit like that, there's no such thing as one or the other.
I liked whatever actor, it was recently the two actors switched. Mm. Like one guy was supposed to be on one, you know, and so they switched. And so they're like, here comes so-and-so. And then somebody else comes out and then they're pretending to be them. Well, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Rob Schneider used to do that a lot.
I remember when they brought Rob Schneider out to be Richard Gere. Yeah. Because like he didn't show up, and I was like, "Oh, this is genius."
Yeah.
This is classic Rob Schneider right here.
He didn't have as many opinions about vaccines back then.
Yeah, right? Yeah, good old Rob. Yo, speaking of TBS or whatever you said, we can go into CM Punk.
Being
fired from AEW.
Yeah.
I read that 89,000 people, the moment that Tony Khan said that we have fired CM Punk, 89,000 people turned off.
Wow.
But I mean, like, if CM Punk is the reason that you're watching A&W advertising, then you know,
yeah,
you shouldn't even be watching it then. Like, if only one guy, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, one guy is bringing into the whole thing. Come on now. Like, you shouldn't even be there. They'll be back. They're just like, oh, fuck you, Tony Khan. Well, not even looking at the camera. What the fuck?
Well, and what's so funny to me is, like, now everybody's piling on to, I just saw a TikTok from, I was a Ryback, who, like, I know was a wrestler, but he was never wrestled during the period that I watched. But he was talking shit about him from, like, something.
He's always talking shit.
Yeah. And, like, it was just a bunch of people just talking shit about him in different ways. He's like, he was such a selfish asshole.
Oh, yeah. I saw this promo, too, from years ago.
Him and Triple H?
Yep, that I forgot about. And that was absolutely the truth. He's such a fucking dick. Clearly, and that's what they said in the whatever, the media scrum.
Yeah.
Or whatever. They were like, you know, there were other people involved in these altercations, but the main thing that all of them, you know, had in, you know, coincident was CM Punk.
Yeah.
CM Punk was a part of every single one of these shitty things and he's get rid of him. And now they're talking about bringing him back to WWE, and I'm like, no.
Don't do it.
Just get rid of him.
Yeah, that's the
thing. WWE does not need him.
And that's the thing. We used to get on, like, WCW all the time about how they would take people who were, like, WWE got rid of them because they were toxic or, like, they were on
drugs. Whatever, just whatever reason.
And then, like,
lots of reasons.
WCW, people then eventually TNA or whatever, they're like, we'll take you. I'm like, do you not understand that they're a problem? Like,
yeah. Well, maybe not a problem, because some of them went down there and were okay. They were just not being used, and they offered them so much money that they were like, you know, I'll go.
But then you had, like,
CM
Jeff
Punk
Hardy.
Has been every single place he's been.
Yeah.
He's been a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And he's not worth it anymore.
No.
That match he had with Samoa Joe, man, was so sloppy.
Yeah.
He thinks he's, like, the fucking best. That Triple H promo, watch, if you can find that Triple H promo, that's the one that's just so perfectly puts everything happening right now with CM Punk.
It was really good. And it was one of those things, because I watched it as, like, it was a clip from one of those, like, untold stories of wrestling or whatever, where it started with them telling CM Punk that he could say whatever he wanted. Like, it was just like,
that's ridiculous. That was the major issue with WCW, was giving the talent creative control, because then you're going to make a pay-per-view or a show, and you go to everybody, I'm not losing. Yeah. I want the title. And you're like, wow, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Now it's just a bunch of finger, you know, the finger of doom. And
Well, and that's exactly what happened too. And then there was the whole thing with Vince Russo coming out and going, you will never see him here again, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, Vince Russo, you have the power to fire Hulk Hogan. That's great.
But
yeah, with that one, it was basically, they said, you have all these grievances, make it your promo. Go out and share these grievances. So he did that, and he had this big promo, and he just kind of shit-talked WWE for, like, 10 minutes. And then this was, like, the diss track response was the Triple H
one. Right. Well, you, like, force him to sit there and listen to it, too.
I know.
Like, you still were. Well, okay, so, you know, you can never say never, man.
No.
Because, like, fucking, they brought Bret Hart back. They bring all people back that you know, Hogan a million times.
Yeah.
If there's money to be made, they will consider it. And if they do offer CM Punk something, it's going to be something ridiculous. I guarantee you it's going to be like, if you fucking fuck around, like, we're taking your money.
Yeah.
We're going to take you to court. We're going to, you know, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Like, they'll probably put him on, like, 6 month probational run.
Yeah.
You don't say one goddamn thing that we don't tell you to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so fuck right off. And if he fucks around, then I don't even know if, because of the way they fired him, if they had to pay him AEW or not. I don't know how these deals work, but
no,
they shouldn't have to pay him if you're fired
under
circumstances like this. It should be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's.
But in the contract, they probably have some kind of, like, if anything happens at all, I still get $1 million. You know what I mean? Like,
probably.
Yeah, totally.
Probably. But, it's just a...
I haven't been a sports agent for a minute or two. You lose it all. What they say, you know, it's like fucking... It's like fucking a donkey. If you stop doing it, you forget how to do it all together.
That's why I never stopped.
Yeah, right?
But,
poor donkey.
It's two things I do. I fuck that donkey every night, and I watch Ballers to make sure I stay up on my sports agent thing.
Goddamn right.
I've never seen an episode of Ballers. I need to make that very clear. But just the idea...
No, that's exactly the show.
See, to me, Ballers sounds like it was the show that was like the Entourage spinoff. Like,
yeah.
Like Turtle.
But it's got Rob, what's his name? Cordry. He's awesome.
Yeah, Rob Cordry's in it, and that's great. God, but it's like all The Rock. It. Like, fuck that.
It's just The Rock looking cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we need to be.
It's like The Rock in suits.
Essentially.
Yeah.
It's like.
That show is so, I don't even understand how people watch it. Have you ever seen Suits? It is like people in suits, what do you know, sitting in a bland office-like room talking as if what they're talking about, the fate of the world has it. And it's all so dumb. And it's like, you know what I mean? Every line has to be like, well, yeah, you know who I'm representing now? Insert name here. And then it's like, and it was like, oh, because we know. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So
and then Meghan Markle goes,
How's it going with her? How's
her
Harry?
Her and Harry.
All right. They should come out with a fucking, like a Jersey Shore type show. They hit the skids. They have to move to, it's the new Jersey Shore. They have to move to Jersey Shore and it's them. You know, she turns into Snooki season two. She's like, what the fuck, Harry?
What I want, I want them to not change at all. I just want constantly Jersey people coming up to him. Why you talk so funny? Hey, why you talk, so then, you and then talk English.
They exactly. And then they have to, one of the episodes that they have to go learn English, even though they come from the place, you know, and it's going to be like reverse. It's going to be some Jersey again. Now you're saying it too good. You got to break it down like this. You got to have half a piece of Tony's pizza in your mouth and smoke it at the same fucking time when you're talking. That's how you fucking pronounce everything here.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to be here all day. Holy fuck. Hey, yo.
Vinny. Yeah, get over here with the gabagool.
Vinny, fucking cancel everything for the rest of the whole day.
Hey, just so you know, Vinny's here with his gumad.
Yeah, that's right. He's not good. He's not good.
He's good shit.
You know, later on after we get the meat sweats, then we're going to really open up and talk right about some real shit.
See, and I don't think, I'm going to put this out there right now, hot take. Those, like, New Jersey Italians don't get the meat sweats. They just all wear those friggin', like, velour jumpsuits.
Those weird tight things, like in The Sopranos. I'm like, why are these guys literally, like, begging you to make fun of them? Is that why they're wearing this? And then they shoot you?
They basically dress like Croatian mobsters.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I was like, what are these guys wearing? Yeah. Like, why are you wearing this? I could see, like, a suit or something, but they're wearing, like, like tracksuit looking motherfucking things.
They want to be comfy at all times.
But if you're going to have to run from gunshots.
Yeah, those guys look like they were going to run.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, you don't want to be wearing
pipe. Polly Walnuts was going to sprint it out.
No, I don't mean sprint, but if you're going to even kind of try and get your ass out of there, like, tight jeans or tight leather is not going to be cutting it.
No.
That's why when, you know, you got to wear like a dashiki or something, open the legs up.
Never bothered the Sons of Anarchy because you know why? They never ran. They put fists up and said, let's do this. Or better yet, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, I'm trying to think of the Tara, let's go.
Is that one of their names?
Yeah. That never was, seen that it show. Was, it wasn't, it was sometimes awful and then sometimes it wasn't bad. Was
that's an endorsement.
It's one of those ones, and it was like I kind of like what Dexter did. Like Dexter, there were seasons that I absolutely loved, and in the early going, you're like,
yeah,
cool
it was
idea.
Like the same goddamn thing over and over.
But
like,
then, that was what happened. Is eventually you got to this point, and you're just like, I'm just riding this out now because it's gonna finish soon. I don't want to not. I don't
how
be
many
the guy who stops watching it?
How many serial killers can a serial killer accidentally run into? I'm like, come the fuck on now.
Well, it's Miami.
It's like he's a serial killer. Then his sister's dating a serial killer, and then attorney of the whole place is a serial killer. And then like and then she's accidentally dating another serial killer. And I was like, this is fine. And then she's dating her brother. He's a serial killer.
Yeah,
that's three. I was like, this show's fucking ridiculous. But it was awesome. After John Lithgow killed her old lady, and the first season was like episode upon episode of her just bawling her face off. I was like, oh, forget it.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm down with the show.
Yeah,
it's like Breaking Bad, man. What's trying to catch that fly? I was like, forget it.
See, I have a really hard time. Breaking Bad got so good though. But anyways, for me, I feel like I've put so much time into it. Like, if you get me in four seasons and then you start to suck, I'm like,
you don't want
to
leave
now because it's like I don't want to be the guy who like left with one season to go potentially.
Well, no, but also like you know, it's like a relationship. Like it was good in the beginning. Now it's kind of getting shit. We're gonna just dry up for a couple more seasons, see what happens.
And you never know sometimes.
And then boom,
it's like,
it picks up.
Because like some of these shows,
Danny DeVito shows up guest star. You're like, holy shit, this whole thing's been flipped on its head.
Yeah, like some of the shows just have good. Like they have a really good season and then they have a season that's kind of like, and then the next season's really good. So if you like have a bad season, you're kind of like, yeah, but that's not necessarily what the next season, like there's no,
right.
Like
it's only two
TV.
In a row. Then you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. That's essentially it. And then usually by then it's over.
Cable TV never does.
No.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. If you like the show, then you like it. Cable TV puts, like, well, I can't really say that. That's not true. I was going to say that cable TV puts more effort into their shows than definitely Netflix. So Netflix is garbage, man.
They put more money in.
Netflix is, like, just every movie that comes on Netflix, I'm pretty sure the directors get a huge check. They laugh.
Yeah.
And they just fucking shit make a movie. Because every fucking movie that comes on there is crap. Yeah. Shows are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like Stranger Things and these, but the movies, all they're made for Netflix movies suck balls.
Yeah.
Changed my mind.
Yeah. No, I think.
Except for Pinocchio.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think the problem is that they rushed to buy movies. Cause I mean, like, the way that movies are bought for distribution and stuff like that is usually they're brought to, like, festivals or whatever. I think that Netflix, just to, like, as a power move, got so many things sight unseen just to get
just
them.
Just to have
so
the content. I'm gonna get,
like, I don't even know what you're making, Martin Scorsese.
Just who cares?
Make it and we'll
trash
pay
movie
you
too.
The, right? Like, speaking of Martin Scorsese and trash movies, did you know he was the producer on The Snowman and was going to be the director?
With?
The Snowman.
The horror one?
Yeah, the murder mystery that takes place in Norway that stars David Fassbender, Michael Fassbender.
Oh, sorry, I got you. Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
But I got you, yes.
But he was supposed to direct it. He did produce it. It was edited by the woman who edited Raging Bull. Like, it was filled with people.
Like, it had it there.
And it was just a huge bomb.
Yeah, sometimes you get to, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you strike gold. Sometimes you fucking hit a shitty pipeline and you're covered in goddamn shit.
It's so funny. It's just, and sometimes you put these teams together and you're like, how could they fail? And then it's just The Snowman comes out.
And then Bray Wyatt died.
Bray Wyatt and Terry Funk.
Yeah. They both died. As they were talking,
like,
about
back to
shitty
back.
End. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I can't say, I think he was great, Bray Wyatt. Like, he was getting really shitty in the end. Like, because it was, it was a creative thing. He's a very creative mind.
Yeah.
Like that movie.
Yes.
Where what's his name? Taught me how to talk to ladies. Russell Crowe. Anyways, back to Bray Wyatt. Yeah. And what a bummer. He was so young. He was going to come back. I'm pretty sure Triple H was going to rehab his character. I was hoping that The Fiend would come back.
Yeah.
But God rest.
I only just learned after he died that he was IRS's son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize actually
how many. The Rotunda wrestling family. Yeah,
I didn't realize how many people currently were actually kids. Like, I know every single person.
Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, well, I knew that one. That
the Rock's
one
daughter is in NXT right now.
Curtis Axel is Mr. Perfect's son.
Yes, he's not there anymore.
No, but.
He was not perfect, let me tell you.
No, but it's just like, it was just really interesting to me. And I mean, like, yeah, it stands to reason. And I mean, he comes from Kurt Hennig was the son of a wrestler too. Like, so I mean, it stands to reason, but it was just like, because I think it's just, I'm so separated from it that it just didn't occur to me. I know every single person there is related to The Rock in some way, shape or form. It's kind of like how, if you get like a 23andMe test and it says that you're like 0.1% Asian, you're a Genghis Khan.
That means you're The Rock's child.
Yeah.
We're all The Rock's children. I mean, really, come on.
Yeah.
How could we not be?
I can see
that's the only. That's the only thing I'll ever believe in life. Oh my god! Right now they're in Saudi Arabia. I remember right now. At Superstar Spectacle, where they parade out all their Indian superstars.
Yeah.
And act as if the people of India have never watched the show up until now.
Yeah.
And so they're not even on TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tiger Ali Singh, and it's like, he has not wrestled here in 20
years. Oh my god,
years.
That's so hilarious! Yeah, and then they bring out Shanky. He dances around like the guy's terrible, and then they have friggin', it's like, oh my god,
sounds incredible.
But it used to be, it's the only thing that makes it watchable, is the sheer awful, you know, racism of it all.
It's like that kind of thing, too. It's like, not that it was happening a lot back then, it would happen with the Canadians, like when Brett would come to Canada, even though if he was a bad guy, everybody would be like, boo, and he'd be the good guy for the day. I was like, I feel like they would have pushed that, like, if, like, we're going to Iran, it's like the Iron Sheik is now their biggest hero.
Oh, yeah, like, well, yeah, that's what they do, but it used to be like, it used to go up until now with like the continuity of the shows, but now this is just like a major house show with like the actual Sheiks sitting. Dude, they come out. I have to watch it later.
Yeah.
After I, you know, fucking munch out. Oh my god, man! You know what? Let me give people some fucking advice out there, man. You know, take a break. You're playing video games, you know. I remember my DS used to literally be like, hey, you've been playing for a long time. We can tell that you're also crying and shaking. Like, maybe take a break. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck you. You know, don't tell me what to fucking do, you robot shit fuck. But anyways, now I'm like, that could be something that happens. Because, like, I'm like, I played Zelda for so goddamn long today.
Yeah.
That when I blinked, it was like rubbing. Like, the middle layer is pure, like, Utah salt flat, and then you take two wet geckos and just... That's what it was like. The lid's just over pure... There was, like, blood. I was like, oh, God.
That analogy sounded like it came with a budget. Like, that was...
I had to think fast of what would be, that like, just... what would make some awful scraping.
And then Queen Victoria comes right? up and hits her with a cricket mallet and says, fuck you fucking hot on.
That is what will happen if you don't take a break from video games.
Yeah.
And, yeah, now here I am starving. My eyes are bleeding.
Yeah. All of these things.
I forgot to take off my Zelda diaper. It's crinkling around. it's exactly, I take off Casino and I put Zelda on the back where the fucking bullseye is. He stopped playing Zelda. That's bullshit.
I've been really busy.
Like life.
It's
life.
Like Todd will tell you right now, my desk and underneath my desk is a fucking sty right now. And it's all gear that I'm in the middle of testing.
Used condoms. And, we've got
yeah, lots I tested of pizza the hell boxes. Out of that one.
Oh yeah, you should show the video. He tests all these gadgets and things. Yeah. But the one he showed me before we came on, he's actually been testing Magnum XL condoms.
Yeah.
He wraps his arm up to the elbow and then punches cows.
Every time.
Yeah, that's how you test them.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
if it doesn't break open or you don't get the cow pregnant, you win.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're too small to go in anything except my arm. You know what I'm right. saying?
Hey, yo, Vinny.
Vinny with the gabagool. But, good God.
Who needs a penis when you got gabagool, huh?
Yeah. I look at a Magnum condom and I'm like,
you put two on, up to the knee. You're going grape stomping. Oh. Stomping grapes. That's what you use these boots for.
I'm just thinking I can keep tying it off and using it over and over.
Oh, again. Right sections. Right. Right.
That was more like, oh, like those.
Tie it up.
Like those diaper genie garbage bag dispensers. But, oh, Jesus. We have fun. I'm glad we had this stuff to talk about.
Me too.
I
had to get that off my chest, man. Yeah, big time.
Absolutely. Give a little bit of love to my wife and daughter who went to Fan Expo, not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Didn't even know I was at C-Man, had no fucking clue.
Right, and they went to meet the cast of Scream, and they were all really awesome, and it was a...
Who else was there, any Marvels? Brie Larson.
No, I don't. Where's my phone?
The Indian one. They could spare her for Toronto.
I think she was.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's also Canadian, though, right?
It's a real Indian. We got a spicy theme tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Now I got to look it up.
This episode, bro. This talk about, what the fuck do we call these things? This one of these is brought to you by India. Yeah. Oh, and it was what I was saying. When they come down to the ring,
I think she's
in Saudi Arabia. Is that close enough? Come on. When they go to the ring, dude, it's like instead of like regular seats, it's like huge recliners.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting there and they're all like the chic. And when the women come out, they have to be now they've actually had women for their first time ever wrestling there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I heard that's been a big
But thing. Now they're like totally covered.
Yeah.
And they'll be like one match.
Oh, shit.
But whatever. They're still like, okay, cool, right? Yeah, that's the thing with the pay-per-view.
All, you know? Yeah. All right. So here's who was there. Hayden Christensen.
Sweet.
Charlie Cox, Vincent D'Onofrio, and John Bernthal.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah. Christina Ricci.
Oh, my God.
Zachary Levi. I can't believe you. Go in front of your fucking
microphone. Sorry, I'm trying to look the thing. That's my number one celebrity crush, Christina Ricci. Yeah. I would get kicked out of there, man.
Ming-Na Wen, Anson Mount, and Ethan
Yo, Penn. This one I Jason, think is people, eh?
Jason Lee. There were other ones. I don't know.
Christina, how much was it for Christina Ricci's autograph?
I have no idea.
How much for Christina Ricci to sign my boobs?
I don't know. I'm sure it's free.
60. Yeah. She doesn't need it. She makes mad cash. Yeah. She's so gorgeous. I love you, Christina Ricci. I know that we broke up for a while because that trollop, Haley Steinfeld, came around. Man, you know she meant nothing to me, girl. Come on.
Come on.
Whatever. Come on, right?
She was 12.
Right? It doesn't even count.
And Christina Ricci, you still looked well.
Right? She's hot.
That was my big thing. Like, I was really surprised because I watched Wednesday with Carrie and that Christina Ricci showed up in it. And like, I thought, oh, it's a cute little like passing the torch style, like cameo. I was like, no, she's in the whole goddamn season. Yeah.
Did Tim Burton have something to do with it?
No.
He must have come to visit the set because I just saw today a picture of Tim Burton, her in her Wednesday gear, and Christina Ricci, and they were all...
Yeah, I just saw a picture today, too. I've been watching Ahsoka, and...
How is it?
Really good. I'm enjoying it a lot. It's doing that thing where it's like, I know there's not enough episodes.
Oh, fuck.
For like, and like, you're running out of episodes, and there's things that like, I know there. are supposed to be happening. Yeah. Like, get us through this. But it's like just more proof. I'm like, you need to have at least 12 episodes per season to be able to.
Well,
like,
they're going to do the rest of the next one.
Right. And
I hope they don't rush the story, make it longer than, you know.
Yeah.
Give us the rest later.
Yeah. But it was the picture I saw, though. It was George Lucas with Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni, and Rosario Dawson.
That guy's the man.
Yeah. Well, Filoni, too, because like this is very much like a sequel to Rebels. Like there's so much Rebels shit going on. In it.
Fuck, man. All these shows, you gotta know so goddamn much about every fucking thing to know it.
Well, the good news is, because I've never seen all of Rebels. I just
didn't. Is that the cartoon?
Yeah. Right. I just didn't watch the animated shit that much. Like, I've seen a lot of it, but like, I just didn't really.
I think I liked Rebels, though.
Yeah,
Rebels. But I did see it. Yeah. I think I liked that one
Rebels
a lot.
Rebels are good, but lots of characters from it, but I know enough about it that it's like what I'm seeing, I'm keeping up with.
Isn't it crazy how much she looks like Asakoka?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
she looks amazing.
It was like they had her in mind the entire time, like when drawing this character.
Well, I mean, what do you think freaking animators do? Oh, Rosario Dawson, she's on a draw.
That's exactly what they do.
That's exactly.
They draw boobs.
Right.
They're like, well, I think this is what boobs look like.
You tell me tell me the person who drew Jessica Rabbit isn't a freaking sex offender. There's no chance.
Oh, they make those movies in jail.
Yeah.
Like, well, absolutely. The head animator for most Disney movies or any animated is in prison right now.
Yeah. And like, and it's like, well, and it's like Betty Boop who's like, this is the ideal.
That was original,
A giant see your head.
Leg and everything.
Yeah.
God, her big sexy head.
Boop, boop, beep, doop, boop.
That's pretty good, actually.
I'm the best at it.
Wow.
The other thing.
When you gave the boop, I think my penis fluttered slightly.
Hey, I'll take it.
You just booped me, brother.
The other thing I got really into this week was doing a. You know how sometimes I'll have an impression of somebody, but I can only really say one word?
Yeah.
And then, so I decided Jason Statham was my guy this week because we watched The Meg with Abby.
Meg 2?
No, The Meg.
How was The Meg 1?
It was good.
Meg 2 has made a lot of money in China. And it's actually made a lot of money.
So I just keep going, Megalodon. Megalodon. And I just kept saying it over and
who is
it's
that? Megalodon.
It's a freaking Statham. So I'm Jason Statham and it's a fucking Megalodon.
I'm Ben Mendelsohn. I think you're impressive. Jason Statham is pretty wonderful.
See, it's mine too. I can only say I'm Ben Mendelsohn. That's it.
Well, Ben, Ben Mendelsohn, I can tell you this. Megalodon.
That is exactly, if he was to say that right, it would sound exactly like that.
That's perfect. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
What's good? Where's Marvel going? I think maybe they rushed everything. I think they could have done a better job. They could have backed off for a little while and slowly eased, you know. Give us more. I don't know. I just don't think they did it right. And I don't think the audience was digging it either. If that sounds awful, you know.
Well, but they.
If they continued to come out with the main dudes.
Yeah.
It would be.
Well, the problem is all the main dudes' contracts just came
out. I know. So but like, I mean, but if they also had characters, you know.
I think what they really needed to do, because this was inevitable. Obviously, these people weren't going to play these roles forever. They needed to split them a little bit more. So it's like, this person has a couple more movies left. This person has a couple
and don't slap them out, but it was a good run.
And then bring in new people as you go. And then, so then eventually you're like 10 years into it and you're like, oh, all the original people are gone. And now it's all these other people that we've been working with for a long time. Now they've done a little bit.
Like British TV.
Yeah. They've done a little bit of it because they brought like, I think they did a really good job with, with the new Captain America stuff, with the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah. So I think those are main core characters. I don't think they introduced the new characters.
Yeah.
And I also think that they overstretched.
Yeah.
Because they thought, obviously this is a discussable thing, but I feel like the new stuff is kind of like the WNBA. It was like, you already know that men are mainly watching the NBA. So you're expecting, and you know that a lot of women just don't watch sports in general. So who's watching this?
Yeah.
And who was supposed to?
I don't know. I really enjoyed She-Hulk. I thought it was funny.
I haven't seen it yet. I've not seen it.
I thought, like, people shit on She-Hulk. I cannot say that. I should totally watch that. A lot of people just flat out shit on it because they went meta with it. Like, she talks to the camera.
Oh, like Deadpool.
The fourth wall, and like,
Deadpool's meta.
Yeah, but it's her, like, he'll kind of jump out and go like, hey, check this out, right? She's kind of like, it's a little more Ferris Bueller.
Right.
Where it's kind of like, I'm telling my story to you, and then you're also, and then every now and again, I'm jumping out of that to experience what's happening around me. But I thought it was really good. Ms. Marvel was fine. It was okay. It wasn't great. It was just kind of like, but I'm looking forward to what,
I want to see the Marvels big time. The Marvels looks really awesome. Good. Maybe it's just superhero fatigue.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. But I think that also, like, Ms. Marvel is comparatively, I know she actually is a big character in the comics, but like it's.
Yeah,
like,
eventually.
Yeah, but like just right now to just introduce and
that's
go,
what I'm saying.
She's a main
there
thing,
you go.
And you're kind of like, oh, that's not right.
I'll tell you something right now. This is going to be the bad thing. It's because she's not a white man. Yeah. She's a character. Mm-hmm. She's a girl. She's of whatever descent. Yeah, she's not a white dude playing a dude character in a movie. I'm telling you, that's right there. That's where I think that they overreached, where they think that everybody was going to be into the more niche. I know I used that word already, but the more niche character of, you know.
Yeah. But here's another thing, too, that I think is being underestimated. I think that the people who are, because like a lot of people are like, oh, they talk about review bombing, and people are like, oh, you're just saying that because it's not doing well. Well, here's the thing. The Marvels.
We never even come out yet.
The Marvels has a like Rotten Tomato audience score of 45%. Nobody has seen the movie.
I know. They do that all the time now.
No, and that's the problem is they always go out there and then it becomes a race. So, cause that people start review bombing. So then people are like, well, fuck these guys. I'm going to go and say it's good then. Just be like, and then it's like,
you shouldn't even be able to put a review up until the movie comes out.
I think they're changing it now because
there should be some kind of like, I don't know how, but if you're going to put out onto the world something, there should be some kind of accountability or proof. You should have to somehow, it's so easy, make QR code on your thing. You beep it on your screen. Now you're in the forum where you can make a comment about that movie.
That would be amazing.
Boom. Yeah. Right there.
You can't submit a review unless you submit a picture of the ticket or something.
Or whatever, right, exactly. Yeah, but that's why I think now just make it a QR code. Boo, whatever, however, where the fuck that, wherever you beat that thing.
That's
the microphone probably, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a pizza with them, this shit. I'm going to beat my card onto it.
It's this line of the microphone.
Oh, sorry, that one's card and that's chicken. Yeah.
But like, and that's the thing, but it's like that can start something really bad because people will go look and go, oh man, this movie's apparently not good. This movie's
trash.
And not everybody puts it together. And nobody's seen it.
And the people that are review bombing it are the people that want to see just a white dude kicking ass or whatever.
I want the Snyder cut of Iron Man.
It's like who are the people? Yeah, no, they did the Snyder cut. I love that fucking fact that one third of the people actually watched the movie.
I know.
So the people that complained, they just complained to complain.
Yeah.
But like I said, maybe it's not the people they pick to be. Maybe it's not because the audience who, you know, I think is, you know, North American or whatever, what they would like to see. Maybe it's just superhero fatigue. Maybe it's not who they cast. Maybe we were just like James Cameron said, maybe we just reached the ceiling and we're like, man, that was wicked. We can just take a break for a while.
Yeah. And I think that that's true. And I think that there's also just like, there's like the few things. So it's the, because all of these happening at once was just bad. So one, they want to introduce all these new people because they lost all their old people. So it's like, okay, crap. So we're taking the, and then they decided with that, we're going to take some huge swings. And it's like, okay, we've got the Multiverse of Madness. We're going to do some big stuff.
I like
stuff
that movie.
And I enjoyed the movie too. And again, and everybody's like, nope, it's too weird.
I watched it again. I really like it actually. Yeah.
And it is a weird movie. And that's the problem. It's like, they're not, everybody's expecting the next movie in the old cinematic universe.
Like it's that, not going to branch off. Because you know, right? That one branched off into creepy, weird territory, you know, cerebral, all this crazy shit happening, right? And they all want, I guess, a straightforward, like.
Yeah.
Iron Man tale. Iron Man finds bad guy. Iron Man fights bad guy. The end.
Yep. And that's it. And it's just like, I don't think, and I kind, and one part I agree with is I have a hard time seeing how it all fits together right now.
Right.
And that has been problematic. Like, I think the only one that has started to tell a story was really, the Spider-Man, No Way
Spider-Verse?
Home. Yeah.
Oh, No Way Home.
No Way Home. And so, like, it was like, oh, okay, this is introducing us to what we might be experiencing for this new phase, all this new stuff, right? And then Multiverse Madness came out, and then it was like, okay, so you don't really, you barely talk about any of that shit. And
right.
Like, and it's like, there feel, like it feels like there's a discontinuity there. When we're used to everything having a continuity,
everything sticking together, and
yeah, and then and then they came out with a lot of TV shows, all of which that had very loose connections.
Yeah, they, none of those connect. Like, I don't see Secret Wars as any good.
I only saw the first three episodes when I reviewed it. I haven't gotten around to watching it yet because I've been watching.
I wonder if Buddy fucked up a lot of shit. What's happening with Buddy?
People shout on Kang. That too, though.
Buddy. Yeah, Kang the Conqueror there. Yeah, Jonathan Winters. Jonathan Winter.
Jonathan Winter. That would be amazing. this old man who died in 1992. Yeah, no, I haven't heard much about that. I don't think they're real. I think they're kind of just sitting on it right now, to be honest, because it sounds like he's...
you mean some shit, man? I got the meat sweats now, Vinny. Holy lord!
Well, I turned off the AC because I'm like, it's nice and cool out. No, not a friggin'
not a breeze to be seen.
No, but yeah. So it's like the mix of like all of their actors going, we're basically having to replace almost their entire cast, plus all these gigantic swings, plus just the general negativity of the people, because like this is all coinciding with DC having a hard time, and then the DC heads going, we're gonna fuck up Marvel. Like,
but that's the one thing I don't like about the DC thing too, is the is the fact that everything, even the cartoons, are all going to be connected. I'm like, that seems like too connected. Like, I'm gonna get some like one-off kind of shows where they don't have to connect anything. They got their own thing going on. Like,
I agree. I feel like the cartoon should have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you could make something very specific that's like, this is, we're building this for that. But like, everything else can just be whatever. Like, there's tons of Marvel cartoons that have nothing to do with the MCU. But then you have something like What If? Like, that was a cool way to kind of
thought about right now. There's like a total resurgence of like women going to the movies right now.
Yeah.
Like, Barbie's like the number one movie of the year.
Barbie was fantastic.
Barbie was absolutely fantastic. And it was the funniest movie I've seen in a long time. Yeah, and like I said before, I was like the only person. Me and some other guy behind me were the only people laughing in the theater. Yeah. Anyways, so then Taylor Swift's like concert movie came out, and that's totally kicking balls.
Yeah.
And then now, will the Marvels do really well? All female led? Like, maybe like strike while the iron's hot. Maybe this is absolutely the perfect time for this movie to come out.
That might work out well. I want it to so bad, just because, again, like, there was nothing wrong with Captain Marvel. The first one.
No.
And people shat on it because it was the first one that starred a girl.
This is also right now, like I said, this is what I was saying before. Now you have a woman starring in a movie. Yeah. So Captain Marvel, I can't remember how well it did. It performed, but not as well as the other ones.
No,
but it did
huge.
Did it?
It made over $1 billion.
Captain Marvel did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, so that didn't matter at all then.
Yeah. It didn't.
Clearly.
It did better worldwide, though. Like, it was one of those ones.
It didn't do right as. Okay, well, so over $1 billion.
It did big numbers. It did big numbers, like in North America, but it did huge worldwide.
Overseas, like the Meg 2.
Yeah. So that and the Meg 2 were the same movie.
I was going to say, because, you know, now that there's a female in, you know, back in the day when we were reading comics, I didn't want to see some girl. Now I'm like all into it. I'm like right on.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny because it's like, it's one of those things, because I was thinking about that too. It's like, if somebody were to give me, say you had G.I. Joes, there were female G.I. Joe characters, but if you gave me one of those, I'd be like, no, it's a girl. And it's like, this is like 6-year-old Joe talking now, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
This was Joey. This wasn't like even
two.
Joe.
Oh, this was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. But I could finally afford to buy the base.
Right.
But like, it was just like that kind of thing. But I'm like, what? And now you can think back on that and go, what even was that? What was the difference? It's the same shit.
Oh, exactly.
It's like they didn't even put like breasts or hips on that thing. It's the exact same body.
They just
slapped
a different head on it. Yeah, pretty much. Like, they just painted on a different color over top of his thing. And then when I play video games, I play as women.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look at a dude's ass the whole time.
I do. Well, that I
unless
mean,
it's like Henry, you know, what's his name? Superman there.
That is hardly the way of like, I'm not a sexist. I want to stare at a woman's ass. I'm like, well, that,
no, the statement I'm trying to make is that I'm down with playing with women toys now.
Ah, that's that works.
And the toys that women play with, if you know what I'm saying. Barbie.
I was going to say they're really into
Tamagotchis. Right, Tamagotchi. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just one of those crazy things. But I do agree that like maybe a little break needs to be taken.
And Star Wars.
I'm thinking about the DC stuff too.
They have had a break now. It's going to take a while before they start ramping up. No, but all these weird superheroes nobody's ever heard of.
But here's
the
thing: DC hasn't had a break. Flash just came out. And Blue Beetle is currently out.
Oh, I saw Blue Beetle 2. It was crap.
And did very poorly.
It was trash.
And they were like, this is going to be our Iron Man. But now...
Susan Sarandon was in it.
What? Oh, really?
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, wow.
She was phoning it in.
That's awesome. But what I found really funny was everybody was jumping on James Gunn. They're like, oh, the Marvel guy is the one who fucked up. He had nothing to... Like, this movie was... made or all but made when he finally came in. Like, what do you want? I was like, and like his thing starts with the Superman, the next Superman one, whatever it was called. I can't remember.
Superman Forever.
Yeah, there you go. And Supermans of the Galaxy.
Supermans.
Yes. They should do Steel. Do another Steel. Bring back Shaq. It's fine.
A Shaq.
Yeah.
No way. It should be the dude that played he's already been a hero though. But whatever. Ryan Reynolds has been 9.
Yeah, that's true.
The guy who played Candyman, but he was also Black Mantis in Aquaman.
Yes.
He should be.
Yeah, he'd be good.
Yeah.
Although
that's
I'll
cast
take Tony
right
Todd.
There. Oh, hell yes. Why doesn't Tony Todd ever show up at like freaking creep fest?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. I think he's still big enough. Where he ends up doing, like, you know when you go into a horror movie actor's IMDb and there's 65,000 movies?
He's still cameoing in.
Because literally he just goes, it was like, we're going to have you play the priest and we're going to have you play the cop. We're going to have you do the thing because you just being there adds credibility.
Starring Tony Todd. He's in one scene. Like, once bitten. Starring Jim Carrey. Oh, no, I think he was in that movie a lot, actually, though.
I can't believe Tit Stabbers 9 has Tony Todd.
Right? Like, whoa.
I wanted Todd to change.
Oh, my God. That reminds
me. Tony.
I haven't, but just career resurgence.
Yes.
Like, wow.
Let's do it.
I haven't seen Tubi in forever. I need to go back through Tubi, but I said, like, nothing happens but Zelda.
Fuck, Tubi. That reminds me. We're actually going to look at something right now.
Oh, my God.
So I have to.
So while you're clicking around. October 20th, big day for video games.
Yeah.
There's like, I think it's Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Wonder, which I already have pre-rolled there.
Uh-huh.
That game looks awesome. It's going to be a big day.
Yeah.
But Super Mario Wonder looks so wicked. It's the first 2D side-scrolling Mario game in a decade.
Oh, yeah.
It is a head in the microwave.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I just misremembered.
The eye blew out. Oh, my God. Wait, you want me to not luck or what? What is happening?
Yeah,
now?
No. It's all right.
Want me to luck or no?
It's fine for now.
Okay.
It's fine for now.
He said before he wanted me to guess something.
There's so much I want to show you in this, but I don't want to wreck it because we're going to do this as an episode. It's an hour and 15 minutes long, this movie.
That's a real movie.
Okay.
Well, especially when you get shots like that.
All right. So I'm going to have you listen to this guy's voice for a second. Well, in a second, I got to do one other thing. So it's fine. I'm going to edit chunks of this out so it's really irrelevant, but. Actually,
I thought there's another rip.
Yeah. Sorry, what the hell's going on to that dog out there?
Yeah, Blue Beetle was terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like I might be wrong. Man, I said lots of racially charged things here tonight. I don't think really, not really. No. But I feel like that movie was just trying too hard as well. It was like, look at the Mexican culture, and it was like, what's his name was in it? Like Yeah. It was funny, though. It did have funny moments in it. And so, like, I did like Buddy, but this was like, this is how the Mexicans live. Hey, look at it. You're the Blue Beetle, man. I was like, oh, my God. Like, this movie's just, like, come on. Like,
my thing has always been, like, it was, like, when Ellen came out on, like, for her sitcom, I was like, the coming out episode was great, but then every episode about after that, she had to constantly address it. And I'm like,
you know, I did it because I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, and I was like, you deserve the right to just let yourself be yourself without having to constantly explain
like
yourself.
Dumbledore. Like, he never in one of his rants ever told them his sexuality, which is like, why would you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why would that come into the lessons? Why do we need to know that you're gay or not?
Yeah.
Like, every time you walk up, when you go to school and you meet your teachers for the time, you're like, hi, what's your sexuality? Yeah. Hi, what's your sexuality? How was your, you know, like.
Well, and then the only time they ever confirmed it was in the Fantastic Beasts when he has that scene with Grindelwald.
The big sex scene.
So, no, and he just, basically, they have a nice, like, touching, like, I loved you moment kind of thing, right? Without outright saying it.
He's a fantastic beast in the sack.
All right, so here is the voice. You're going to hear this guy talk. And I want you to, I want to see if you recognize his voice.
Have we ever seen, is this guy?
It's this guy.
Okay.
Oh, no, Sam. It's nothing like that. I just want to say it's great to be here. To have a place to stay late into the night with someone as nice as you.
You're having
you're
the
a
face
great
I
guy,
had.
Sam.
Okay, I'll give you a second.
Garfield? He's not Garfield's voice, but good, is he on?
That's a very good guess, but no. Here, I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play it for you. He's Frosty, the fucking snowman.
He's Frosty.
And
no way. Is this before or after Frosty?
This was after.
This is actually he's getting ready for his audition.
This movie.
He knows. If you're going to be in the booth, you got to be loaded. Robin Williams taught him that one.
This movie is next
level. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at a strip club.
Yeah, this movie is next
level. Oh, my God. I have to see this movie.
We are going to do this movie together.
Oh, Christ.
And it is just like I've never seen. And it's so everybody speaks so slowly. That's what made me laugh even harder. The movie is an hour.
What do you mean? Yeah,
the movie is an hour, 15 minutes, 50 seconds, credits all in and stuff like that. And everybody talks at that speed for the entire movie. And I'm like, which tells me this movie was 40 minutes long and everybody's like, slow it down.
It's like the Dean Koontz novel of movies. Yeah, they just stretch it out. Stretch it. We got lots of time. If we don't go over an hour, this doesn't count as a movie.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
An hour and 50.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. And lots of like, but what's, there's an interesting piece. When you start hearing it and hearing kind of the jokes they're telling and stuff, I've got some trivia that will make total sense to you, and you'll just be like, oh, man, if only. But I so many things to tease. I think we might...
Tease me.
I think we'll record it next time, because it's shorter than a fucking Game of Thrones.
Well, exactly. Anyways, we can do one of those and one of those.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. Anyways, that is going to be it for this
week. Oh, right on.
Because I think we...
I went and saw Alice Cooper.
Yes.
And Rob Zombie the other day, and it was so totally awesome. Alice Cooper still totally got it. 10 out of 10 concert. He was absolutely, it was Filter, Ministry, Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie.
Really?
It was wicked. Filter was awesome. Ministry was awesome.
Wow.
It was so good.
That's a
Alice
crazy
Cooper
lineup.
Rocked balls. There was like flames and monsters and like, holy, it was so, well, Alice Cooper's was more like subdued than Rob Zombie's. But Alice Cooper owned it.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Yeah, I would have guessed that Alice, like I would, I was kind of like, when you said Rob Zombie, I'm like, I'm curious as to what his version of the show would be like. I was like, I pictured everybody just with Alice Cooper just being like, yeah, it holds up.
It was awesome. But the Rob Zombies was like the entire time. It's like, there's like a huge screen in the background, two screens, like on these things, like one's on the ground, one's here.
Yeah.
There's a little stage thing here. It was like the entire time. It's like, lights are going nuts, explosions, flames, robots, monsters jumping around. It was fucking crazy. Nice. I was like, this is nuts.
It's like GWAR.
Yeah, it was totally like GWAR, only you don't get gored on.
Oh, I don't know if we've talked about this before. Do you know who the current drummer of Slipknot is?
Yeah, it's Weinberg's kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know that the first time he ever met them was during, do you remember the old Conan sketch, The Slipknots?
I don't think so.
So
The Slipknots.
I'll play it after because it's like a couple of minutes and it's so goddamn funny. But basically the idea was Conan had Slipknot on the show and he was like, oh yeah, we were supposed to have Slipknot, but we accidentally booked the Slipknot.
Oh no, I've seen them. Yeah.
And then they're like, we're the Slipknot, slipping on nuts. And it's Brian Stack, John Glazer, and I can't remember the other guys.
We're the Slipknot, slipping on nuts.
But then they got invited by Slipknot to open for them.
I saw that skit. I've seen this actually.
And they went.
It's amazing they actually do.
And it's just like, oh, and I actually just watched, there's an episode of, there's a podcast called Inside Conan where the former head writer and one of the current writers, they both still write for him, but they talk about like all these like behind the scenes things and stuff like that. And they actually had the three guys on and they just talked about how they came up with that amazingly, hilariously stupid idea.
Because clearly they heard Slipknot and they're like, Slipknots.
And then what it was like
Slipknots.
Yeah, it is. And it's so dumb. But you know what made me laugh even harder?
The crowd loved them.
After that happened, I listened to an episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And
he doesn't. That's a fucking lie. He's got too many friends already.
I
know.
And Patton Oswalt. Well, I mean, his premise was I interview all these people, but then that's the end of it. So
right.
I'm on now. I want to be friends.
I need a new friend. Yeah.
But he had Patton Oswalt on, and Patton Oswalt told the story. So I guess he had TiVo when it was brand new, and nobody else had one. And Brian Posehn asked him if he could record Conan for him because Slipknot was going to be on. And then so he saw the episode and he saw the Slipknots and he's like, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And he described the thing back to Conan. He's like, you did this sketch and it was this. And like Conan's like, yeah, no, I know this guy.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Like, yeah.
And then and he's just like, he's like, I laughed so hard. He's like, so I queued it up to that for Brian Posehn. And he came over to my house to watch the Slipknot performance. And I played that. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's what they got. And he was like, he got so mad at me. But it was
the Slipknots.
It was so good. Well,
Brian Posehn losing it because he's like, there's a fucking Slipknot. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Oh, the other thing.
Why the CD Posehn? Jesus Christ, cheap prick.
The other thing, I got to, I'll have to show you sometime. Another Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. They did some mini episodes where they performed the unmade screenplay for the Hans and Franz movie.
Oh my god!
With Dana Carvey and Kevin
and Nealon Kevin Nealon
and Robert Smigel, who co-wrote with him.
Oh, that's amazing!
So he's like, they sat there and they performed out the entire movie,
the whole movie
They broke it up, into four episodes. And then they'd have like a little talk, like they'd talk about it before and after, and then like they would do a chunk, and then they'd do the next chunk.
That's amazing. It was, oh my lord, I'm sweating like the devil's cock.
All right, we are going to, he's used to the heat. It's fine.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, he's probably acclimatized.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so like Fane's penis when he first showed up.
Yeah, yeah, like just yeah, first day.
Yeah,
like,
oh. First day on the job.
Because like he was used to a very temperate climate. He was.
He sure was. Yeah. Yeah.
He was living in the Isles of Greece, and he was fine. All right, everybody. Where else do we end an episode than that? Next week, episode, movie, commentary. We're not telling you what. You'll see when you get there.
Ooh.
That's what we've been doing lately because I just never know which one I'm putting up because we've got a whole stack of them.
So we're just throwing
them out. And then we'll be back in another couple weeks with one of these again. You know the deal. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, and comment down below, things like that. Just a little shout out to Charles Nelthorpe, who is somebody who watches all of our YouTube videos. And we had that big gap where we didn't post. And then he, like, on the very first one, he's like, I thought you guys were done. And he's like, I'm so glad that you're not.
Sweet.
And I was like, that's awesome. We are not
Charles.
Done. We are not done. We're just,
what am I looking here? Charles. Yeah.
We are not done. I'm just sometimes lazy and busy.
I also went to jail for a brief stint.
Yeah.
And there was also like a sexual lawsuit thing that went down.
Yeah. I've forgiven him for it and I dropped charges, but like
now we're all good.
It's fine. But yeah, so So make sure you're hitting the like and subscribe. Do all those things. If you are in podcast land listening to this anywhere, make sure that you are rating and reviewing. It helps us get seen across the board. Tell somebody, if you just like this show, tell somebody else to just try it. Yeah. Give them a favorite episode just go try it. I don't know if it's YouTube, and just tell them to watch our Hard Target episode has 25,000 views or something.
No way.
Like
that. People love Hard Target.
Yeah, that one blew my mind because I remember we're not a giant podcast by any means. And it's like, I was looking at the views.
Hard Target.
I was looking at the views for everything, and it was kind of like, okay, this is here, this is here, this is here. And this was way up here. And I'm like, what the? And it was every day, there was three or 400 people.
Did you whip her dicks out and rub them on the mic? What happened?
That was an audio only podcast that's on YouTube with just a still.
Maybe it goes perfectly with the movie. Maybe that's the one that really matches up.
I guess.
I would have guessed Super Mario Brothers.
You weren't even on that one.
That's why.
Because that was, for people who don't remember, Super Mario Brothers, we recorded that and it was such a slog. And then the file got corrupted while Todd was at sea.
God.
So then I had to re-record the episode. I think
the computer, the gods of the computer, whatever, were just no.
No, forget it.
They corrupted it. It was too much. Mm-hmm. It was probably too much, too hot for TV.
I want to do another month of video game ones, though, because we've still got Street Fighter to do. We've got Mortal Kombat to do. We've got other video game movies we haven't.
That's funny that you just mentioned that, because I just on the shitter, my phone must be just filled with it. I go to that wipe app. You use your phone. It's just, it makes the screen look like a piece of toilet paper, and you wipe your ass with your phone.
Yeah, that makes
sense. It's the wipe app.
Yeah.
It's so they get more phones, whatever, It's a fucking marketing.
I thought you were being serious about the wipe app, and I just figured it was dumb shit to do while you're on the toilet kind of app. I thought that's
it's an actual app that helps you wipe your bum. Come on, like the three seashells.
Yes.
You click the seashell on and scrape away.
Yeah. All right.
I was fucking saying something, but whatever.
I don't know.
Fuck them.
You were on the toilet. You said you were on the shitter and you were. All right. He was on the shitter while we were ending this episode. We will catch you next time, folks. Peace.
Peace.